And good afternoon, GRN listeners across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live, this is your local program, this is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, General Manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network South and Central Texas listening area. You can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station, online at grnonline.com, or on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. Join us on Facebook if you can. Our page is GRN South and Central TX. Hit that like button, follow. We like posting information about everything that we're doing. And want to thank everybody tuning in from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and of course, right here in San Antonio. We're grateful that all of you have decided to spend this hour joining us and getting caught up on, of course, all things Catholic in South and Central Texas. And as you know, on this program, we try to bring you a variety of informative discussions, highlighting, of course, different people, ministries, and events going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and, of course, parts of the Diocese of Austin. Today's program is going to be fantastic, just like every program we have. But I am joined in studio by Jay and Leanne Ribaldo, one of our sponsors from Ribaldo Realty Group, Keller Williams City View. We're going to be talking to them about faith in the workplace. You're going to want to hear this one. Real estate, love strong. And you know what? I'm going to throw my little question out there. I always ask realtors, we need to tell people not to bury St. Joseph upside down. We're going to talk about that too. So hope you can tune in and stay tuned in. And then in the last 15 minutes, we're going to talk to Dr. Ray Lopez. He's our, he's right here, GRN. And he pretty much heads up all of our internet stuff, our media stuff, and, you know, the GRN Academy. We're going to talk about GRN Academy, how it's going, update on, you know, next year, classes and all that good stuff. But I'm looking forward to our conversation with Jay and Liam Ribaldo. But first, we got to do what we always do, and that's pray. So let's start in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear God, may everything we do begin with your inspiration, continue with your help, and reach perfection under your guidance. With your loving care, lead all of us in our daily actions. Help us to persevere in love and sincerity. Bless us with an abundance of courage in proclaiming your holy name and the teachings of your church. Grant us the grace to do your will in loving obedience. Heavenly Father, keep us under your constant protection and draw us, our families, and our loved ones ever closer to you. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And of course, I failed to mention this at the very beginning of the prayer, but we want to pray for Archbishop Gustavo, Bishop Gary Onick, Bishop Cepeda, retired Bishop Michael Boulette, all of our priests, deacons, seminarians. Want to make sure that we keep them in our prayers. It's so important. And our nuns, our sisters, doing great work out there. So first, I want to recap last week because a lot went on last week and a lot's coming up. So I got to bring you up to speed with what's happening. Last Monday, I was at Fairways of Faith. Thank you, Catholic Charities, for inviting Guadalupe Radio out there. I did a live remote in the morning, and it was plenty early during drive time. But all in all, a great tournament. They sold out, of course. Augie Cortez did a great job. He was the chairman, and happy to be a part of that. And then this past Saturday, my wife and I, and Anna and Chris and Sam and Kristen, we joined them at the St. Pius the 10th Gala. And that was so nice. We had a good time. Excellent food. And want to thank Father Pat O'Brien, you know, for coming by our table. And I got a chance to talk to Father Pat. Love Father Pat and what they do at St. Pius the 10th, the school and the church. So want to give them a shout out. Now, what is coming up? There is so much happening. You know, we've had a lot of festivals. We've been out there selling GRN merchandise. We've been out there, you know, live remotes, live feeds, and it's been fantastic. But Holy Rosary Catholic Church, that's my old stomping grounds. They're going to have their turkey bingo or bingos because the first one is going to be November 7th. That's this Friday. The next one is the 14th. And then following that, the 21st, they got three lined up. Doors open at 6, it begins at 7, it's $10 per person. If you want more information, go to holyrosarysa.org and hope my friends over there are listening. because I truly, truly believe that that's one of the best bingos. And I've gone the past 2-3 years and it's just fantastic. So my sister Laura actually gets us our tickets. So, Laura, get those tickets. Also coming up this Friday where I'm going to be, Deacon's Gala is November 7th. It's the annual Deacon's Gala. And, Father Molina does a great job. Deacon Paul, I'll be joining them out there. And then on Saturday is the Natural Womanhood Gala, which, as you recall, I've had Jackie Aguilar, Teresa Piddle, Sylvia Cotto. They've all been on my show. I need to get Gerard Midgey on my program. But Damon Owens is going to be the keynote speaker out there. Should be very good. Go to naturalwomanhood.org/gala2025. And I don't know if they have tables available, but if they do, you can find out there. That's the Natural Womanhood Gala. And I want to remind everybody, I've been talking about this every week, the GRN Sin River Cruise. It's between now and Thanksgiving. If you register, pay the deposit, and you can pay the deposit now. You don't have to pay the full amount, but you're going to get a GRN swag bag. And what I mean by that, it's our merchandise that Ray and I are going to talk about it at the end of the program, but you want to get that swag bag. So if you register now, pay your deposit, we will send you a GRN swag bag. It's got that beautiful 25th anniversary rosary, some shirts, hats, bags, totes, you name it, we got it. And you're going to be getting it for registering for the GRN Sin River Cruise. You can go into grnonline.com. And there you can find the information regarding the river cruise. It's going to be awesome. Of course, Father Sam Medley is going to be there. Debbie Giorgiani. And speaking of them too, Father Sam Medley and Debbie Giorgiani, you want to listen to GRN tomorrow morning because at 8 a.m., they're going to have a whole hour show dedicated to the Sin River Cruise. You're going to want to listen in. Of course, Dave Palmer is going to be on there, and our very own Sean Rice, VP of Mission Development, is going on that cruise too. Yeah, they want to make it all Catholic, so they got to sell all 80 seats or all 80 persons' heads, right? If you want to make it all Catholic, which they want, that way when y'all are on the cruise, you're going to know everybody there is Catholic, and everybody there pretty much does the same thing, you know? So they're going to have adoration, mass. It's going to be beautiful. And so you want to look into that. But it's April 22nd through the 30th, and there is a Lord's extension. So go into grnonline.com and check it out and read it for yourself, but listen in tomorrow morning because at 8 a.m., like I said, they are going to be on Father Sam Medley and Debbie Giorgiani from the spirit world. So it should be awesome. And lastly, here's my last thing. I got Jay and Leanne going, what are we going to talk? Here's the last thing. Next Monday, November 10th, on the program here in his vineyard at 12 to noon to 1, Father Ken Geraci from the Fathers of Mercy Order is going to be here. He's the mission director, and he's going to be here in San Antonio. So he's coming to the studio. It's going to be live, and he's here for Mission Week out at St. Joseph Honey Creek. So if you want more information regarding, you know, what Father is going to be doing out there, he's got some talks daily, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I think Thursday they're having a reception before he leaves. So you want to look into that, go to St. Joseph Honey Creek. Their website will tell you all you need to know. I'll cover this about GRN merchandise, but it's 25% off. So go into grnonline.com. I know Ray and I are going to talk about that. So without further ado, I'm going to turn the cameras on my beautiful, beautiful guests. And Jay and Leanne Ribalda, how are y'all doing?
Doing well. Good afternoon.
I'm glad y'all came on because you became a sponsor about a year ago. And you came on the program with me and we talked about real estate. We talked about the journey, and I want to keep that conversation going because I know Ribalda Realty Group has done very well, and the market's right now is hurting. So if you're doing well, you're doing something right, and that's living through Christ. And I love God, family, then business. That's your motto. But before we start, why don't each of you tell us a little bit about yourself, how long y'all been married, kids, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Leanne and I have been married for over 7 years, and we have a beautiful daughter, 2 years old.
What's your daughter's name?
Kehlani Mary.
Oh, that's pretty. And now y'all are working together, right?
Yes.
At Ribaldo Realty Group, Keller Williams, City View.
Yep.
So I want to make sure you mention that. And so how is that? Okay, we want to talk faith in the workplace, but you're bringing your marriage into the workplace. So how does that work? How do you bring that faith in the workplace with your employees?
Absolutely. Well, it all started with Leanne coming to work with us. She spent over 10 years in the hospice. And everything comes to to an end, so to speak. So I let her tell that story,
right?
On how it came about,
Your stories. I think that's what I want to get out there, because Jay, you were an executive, right? Went to the I've got it here on LinkedIn, but you have done a lot of stuff. And as far as education, you went from. You could talk about it yourself, but that journey you were on, the Lord took you off that journey. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So I spent about 2 decades in the kind of corporate world settings.
Yep.
And then did some startups, helped other companies turn around, build. Education-wise, got my undergrad in UTSA, mm-hmm. Bachelor's in marketing. And then went back to school, got our MBA.
Then you went to Baylor.
Baylor MBA.
Go Bears.
Then, yeah. Yes, sick 'em Bears.
Yeah.
And then after that, completed.
The Wharton School.
The Wharton School did nice. Their finance executive program. So this whole time, I was thinking that this was going to be kind of the path of career in the corporate ladder. And I think God's been putting a lot of those in my path. And one day he just kind of says, all right, you're not going to do that anymore. You're going to go somewhere else. And I think at the time, the crucible moment was more surrendering.
Yeah.
And, with Leanne and guiding us from at home, I literally got down on my knees and said, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
I strongly believe that he has given all these gifts, talents, and abilities.
Yeah.
But the true calling was inside and said, Lord, you've given me these. How do you want me to use them?
Yeah.
And I think from that, that's when he said, okay, go this way.
Here's the path I want you on. And we were talking earlier. I said, you want to make God laugh? Tell him your plans.
Absolutely.
What he sets forth, no one can stop.
Amen.
And so, with that said, you could have had this executive career with a, Fortune 200, 100 company, whatever.
Yeah,
right. I did the same thing working for Pepsi, Kraft Foods, Coors. Yeah. And I was on a trajectory and I thought, oh, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life until I retire. Yeah. And the Lord had different plans for me.
Absolutely.
And so the hospice industry land, you came from there to real estate. And there's a lot of realtors out there listening. And, our friend Donnie Walker, everybody.
Yes.
We got other realtors that, they want to know, what is the key to success? What do you bring to Ribaldo Realty Group?
Absolutely. And speaking of telling God your plans and him laughing at you, right? So as we talked about how Jay and I were in the corporate world for a very long time, he wasn't even a realtor yet. And I told him at his previous company, I said, babe, we're going to open a group. And we're going to serve more families. We're going to reach out. We're going to help them. And I just don't know what, but we're going to do it. And all of a sudden, I just started, praying about it, and I came up with...
You had a vision.
Yes, and wow. I said RRG. I thought it sounded cool, and I said, Ribaldo Realty Group.
Yeah.
We weren't even in real estate yet. We loved watching, the shows,
But you put a name on the product already.
I did. It was so crazy.
I love that.
And we prayed about it, and, we are so honored to serve in so many different ministries and put our time, talent, and treasures in where we are called to do, and we just follow, right? And Jay was like, psh, yeah, right. I got to go to a meeting. Like, what do you need? Are you good? And he's been such a great husband and provider. And, at that time, I said, no, I think we're going to have something big. I just don't know when. I don't know what. And then all of a sudden, everything just started unfolding like an onion, right?
Wow.
And I love to cook, and I wasn't able to cook as much as I used to because I was so busy with work.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so blessed with Kehlani, and it was just all over the place. And so finally, it was just so clear to us that God's plans are the best. And we had this whole plan of continuing to climb the corporate ladder and being so busy and, just running with everything. And when we were both just looking at each other and continuing to serve God and stay in tune with our families and friends and community, it all just came together. And I told J.A., said, okay, we are in the eye of the storm. Like, there's so much going on. And like you said, Gordy, the industry and the market is crazy,
rough.
And so I told J.A., I said, God has given you the time, the talent, the treasures. Now we have a lot of time. And so I told him, I said, you go do what you need to do. And at the moment, I had a rough time. And it really was time for me to step back from corporate and be home with the baby. And I'm just so thankful for my parents and our family who have just been so supportive of us moving into this new chapter that we've been journeying. And it's been a blessing because now it's, you know, we're trusting and just going with the flow.
We're all praying that the government reopens. Because that's affecting your business. All realtors out there, like right now, if, let's say a soldier comes to San Antonio, Fort Sam, and they want to buy a house. They can't get a VA loan right now because nobody's working. And so that affects you. It's a trickle-down effect. And so we're praying that, you know, everything opens up. Because we don't want to see, and I know my sister's a realtor, and it's been rough. I know lots of realtors, and they're all telling me it's been pretty tough. But this is a time you have to keep your faith. And I love your tagline, your motto, God, family, then business. Tell me a little bit about how you thought of that.
Go ahead.
Well, actually, it's in my heart, but it's more of an alignment. I think, you know, what we pray for is to have an alignment of purpose in what we do in our profession. And that is Keller Williams' core values, God, family, then business.
It's on their wall.
And, I like that.
It's in everything that Keller Williams does. And so, when at the time that I was more trying to find my way into real estate and, you know, connected with our brother Joseph Sloan, who's the broker of record at Cityview. When I went to go visit him, I saw God, family, then business. But seeing that it was an affirmation, it was the conviction that I felt of this is where I'm supposed to be. The alignment was crystal clear that that's where it is because I feel and I believe that before, it was business, and then family, and then God, because we're trying to go up that ladder, what society, you know, teaches us that we're supposed to do, but it wasn't aligned. Our home wasn't aligned, and so we've gone through our journey at home in building a family, and so it's when the hardest thing to do is the surrender. It is so difficult, even though it's so easy to say, but so difficult, but when you do, when you on the other side of that surrender. And it's literally like you're no longer driving. I know we always talk about it, but it's what I share with other people of it's so hard, but when you surrender and let God do it and, you know, kind of like dedicate your purpose to him, everything just starts connecting.
When you put God first, and I know in high school we had this motto like that. It was God, team, and then me. God, team, me. And so when I went to a retreat, an Acts retreat, the theme was God must increase, I must decrease. And so in order for him to build you up, sometimes he's got to break you down to your core. And that means down to your foundation. And then he comes in and starts building. And that, it sounds, we have similar stories, but it sounds like that's what he did. He broke you down to build you up. And Leanne's there for the ride, just like Patty, and there to help you.
Amen.
I mean, not just for the ride. She's the rock.
She's, she's your rock.
She's at home doing everything, helping with
the
family.
The
she's driving.
and she's the one that speaks to me at in the evenings and guides me. So as it seems like I'm the one doing the work, but she's the one who's strengthening me.
She balances you out.
Absolutely.
And you need that.
Absolutely. And it's I would say, like, you know, a lot of households, a lot of married couples are trying to do, you know, two careers. And that's fine.
It's hard.
There's nothing wrong with it. I think it's totally good. But at some point, you'll find that alignment to where the husband and wife will support each other. And that's what we experienced.
Through prayer. And through ministries like Love Strong, which we're going to go to break in a little bit. I want to come back and talk about Love Strong.
Okay, absolutely.
Love Strong Marriage Ministry.
It's been a big part.
All right. So let's, we'll be right back, everybody. Hang tight.
One of the biggest Marian conferences in Texas is coming up December 5th through the 7th. Fullness of Truth is hosting Hail Immaculata, Mother Mary and Heaven's Plan for Spiritual Warfare. Allen, Texas will be the place to be to hear from Father Donald Calloway and Monsignor Eugene Morris. In addition, Jeff Cavins, Great Adventure Bible Study creator, and Gabe Castillo, Houston's phenom social media influencer, will speak as well. Individuals, groups, and families are all welcome. For details on the conference and for discount hotel registration, head over to fullnessoftruth.org.
Hi, I'm Father Sam Medley of the Soul Community. I'd love for you to join me on the quest every Monday and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. We talk about the church, the sacraments, relationships, and how to find peace in a noisy world. Your questions and calls are always welcome. That's the quest, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Guadalupe Radio Network, the free GRN app, and streaming on social media. I hope you'll tune in.
Many Catholics are aware of the devotions to the two hearts, the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, shared by St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, asks that on each first Friday of the month, the faithful honor Christ's Sacred Heart by attending Holy Mass. The first Saturday of the month, Our Lady of Fatima asks that the faithful attend Holy Mass as well as go to confession, pray the rosary, and meditate for an additional 15 minutes on a mystery of the rosary in honor of her Immaculate Heart. But few have heard of the devotion to the Most Pure Heart of Joseph.
In March of 1958, St. Joseph appeared to Sister Mary Mildred Neusel in Ohio. He asked that on the first Wednesday of each month, the faithful are invited to honor the Most Pure Heart of Joseph by attending Holy Mass and by reciting the joyful mysteries of the Rosary in memory of his life with Jesus and Mary. Three Hearts Institute is consecrated to the Three Hearts. Join us in the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the Most Pure Heart of Joseph, and be prepared for the blessings of the Holy Family. This has been A Minute for Your Marriage and Family from the Three Hearts Institute.
And welcome back, everyone. Thank you for listening. This is Gordy Zambrano. You're listening to In His Vineyard every Monday, noon to one. And I'll tell you what, it's just been a fantastic conversation here with Jay Ribaldo and Leanne Ribaldo. We're talking about Ribaldo Realty Group. And you know what? I was just telling Jay, I feel like I need to give the website out there, because Ribaldo.com is where you go, R-E-B-A-L-D-O, Ribaldo.com. Or Jay's like, you know what? If somebody wants to see one of our listings, which, by the way, I was just talking to him because I've been in his site all morning. He's got a huge listing in Canyon Lake. And I was looking at that one. I'm like, wow, that is awesome. But you can call Jay if you want to buy down in Canyon Lake. He services the surrounding counties too, right, Jay?
Absolutely.
Not just San Antonio. So if you're out there in Marble Falls and you need to list your home, or, you know, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Jay and Leanne will drive out there.
Absolutely.
And also their associates too. So, yeah. But Jay's number is 210-887-1081. 887-1081. Jay's not afraid to put that number out there because he knows people are looking and people want to buy. So, but Jay, let's get back to, okay, we were talking about marriage. And you guys are strong. You just had your first child. And, you know, the thing about it is that came because of a reason. You got involved with Love Strong Marriage Ministry. The yes. Kokabek, Father Carlos Velasquez from, you know, downtown, the cathedral.
Yep.
He's part of it, big part of it. And, you know, Art and Tess Jackson.
Yes.
You know, it's just, I love having Love Strong Ministry, Marriage Ministry on the program. But y'all are an integral part. Like Augie and Sandra Cortez. So I know so many of y'all in it. Tell us how that has helped you bring, you know, strong core marriage values to your business.
Oh, well, we'll start off with, you know, being part of Love Strong early on in our marriage. I think we were in our mm-hmm. first year. Wow. And participating in the retreat and learning from many couples, even though we're newlyweds, so to speak, or relatively speaking,
right?
In just 7 years, it's hearing a lot of people's stories. I always say it's like people gave us the answers to a bunch of exams,
yeah.
a bunch of tests, and now we have
like
the answers.
A blueprint.
That's a good way of putting it.
Literally,
I like that.
Because mm-hmm. life will put us through numerous tests. Yeah. And so now we're like, okay, we know the answers and it helps us. Now, we're not perfect by any means. We've mm-hmm. got our own things that we deal with, but at least we have something, a foundation
yeah.
that we fall back on. And as far as the business, it's literally the having God centered in our family, in our being,
right.
God, family, then business. Mm-hmm. The business part just comes.
Yeah. And isn't that amazing?
We're not chasing it like hungry, like, yeah. I mean, I've done that for 20 years.
You're not panicking. Because the Bible says 365 times, do not be afraid.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there's times to where, you know, we've got the good days and the bad days where it feels really tough and heavy, and just coming home and
yep.
talking to each other and leaning on each other. And it's the foundation of what also Love Strong Marriage stands for.
Right.
Yeah.
So I love hearing stories like that because, you know, I know that I believe in that ministry, and it started at Holy Spirit, right?
Holy Spirit. Yes.
But Holy Spirit, yeah.
Holy Spirit.
2014, I believe.
Yeah.
The first retreat was in 2015.
And it has grown in leaps and bounds. I think y'all are in Del Rio now. You're starting to expand out.
Yes. We were.
Did y'all go to that retreat?
We did. Yeah.
Tell me, how did it go?
We were so honored to be asked to be the lead couple to bring the retreat over to Del Rio. It was so amazing. We're just so thankful for all the couples and leadership that made it happen. And we just served as a mentor couple on their second retreat. And so the wildfire is really growing over there. They're so amazing.
Absolutely. And the Del Rio community mm-hmm. is collaborating with each other from the Sacred Heart, St. Joseph, Our Lady of Guadalupe. And coming up this coming year, 2026, we're expanding outside of the San Antonio Archdiocese.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We're going to be in the Archdiocese of Laredo and Eagle Pass. Mm-hmm. There'll be a retreat there. And there's going to be a retreat in Corpus Christi. So we're expanding to the Diocese of Corpus Christi. By 2026, there's about 10 more new parishes joining with Love Strong. So that's about
a total of almost 25 parishes.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's good.
Absolutely. It's and it's God, right? It's one of those things to where, you know, as much as we want to try to control everything, it's got its own life, and the Holy Spirit is controlling and taking charge of calling couples.
God loves starting programs here in San Antonio in South Texas.
Yeah.
Because like ACTS started in 87 in Selma, Texas.
Yeah.
And now it's global.
Oh yeah. OLPH.
OLPH. Yeah. And you know, it's amazing that that lay ministry just grew in leaps and bounds, just like y'all are starting to grow in leaps and bounds.
Absolutely.
And I know Dee Dee and Todd, Dr. Tom, they come on, they talk about it and you know, Art and Tess and y'all light up when you start talking about the retreats, the sharing, the praying. I love it.
And we actually have our annual fundraising this November 14th.
Casino night.
Yes, casino night.
Oh, that's right.
You got Holy Trinity.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that because we need to plug that.
Absolutely. So, yes, Friday evening, November 14th, and Holy Trinity Catholic Church on Stone Oak and Huebner. We are having our third annual fundraising. And it's really, really integral on the collaboration of that fundraiser because it helps fund the 501c3 to fund other parishes that otherwise won't be able to afford to put on a retreat in their church. So heavily, heavily relying on donors and retreatants and retreat team couples to give back, you know, time, talent, and treasures.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
And you are going to be there.
We will be there.
Now, are y'all selling tables or how does it work?
Absolutely. Please.
Where do they go?
On lovestrongmarriage.com.
Lovestrongmarriage.com.
Yes, lovestrongmarriage.com.
There are more tables and tickets available.
I think we have a PSA running right now that that's talking about it. Yeah. But yeah, Love Strong is, you know, Dr. Tom and Dee Dee, they're incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw him at Father Carlos Velasquez out in San Fernando, his 35th anniversary of his ordination. They showed pictures of Father Carlos. He looks so young.
Yes.
He looked like a baby.
He doesn't age,
But what a night that was. Now, going back to Ribaldo Realty Group, you guys have been listening to Guadalupe Radio Network. That's why you were like, I need to come in and support Catholic radio. I think that's what Sean told me. Your whole direction, and I try to tell our sponsors that, potential sponsors, is, you know, we're not here to build your business. It's all about serving the Lord and keeping Catholic radio on the air.
Yep.
That's why we need your support. Now, as you know, as we're going through and you're a sponsor and we bring you on the show, we'd love for your business to flourish, but that's not the main reason for supporting Catholic Radio.
No, I think it also aligns with the God family business.
Yes.
If the intention is not pure and there's some self-serving guile.
Ooh, that's dangerous.
You know, it comes out and people know that. But if it aligns with your true north and your core belief, it's unstoppable.
Yeah. And, you know, if you pray to God during bad times, which we all do, we turn our heads up and we're like, oh, God, please help me. Please, please, please. Mm-hmm. And then he does, and you don't thank him.
Yes.
You just wasted an opportunity to, it's not like an indulgence, a plenary indulgence or anything like that, but an opportunity to thank him for everything he has done.
I mean, thanking him through the good wins and also through the bad wins.
Yeah.
I've come home like in tears to Leanne. I was like, this one hurts. You know, whenever things doesn't align, it hurts. It's heavy.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I could do is, Lord, it's your will. It wasn't meant to be.
Right.
So when I really think of that and embody it in my heart, then I feel that peace of like, it wasn't meant for me, you know?
So And God's been so good, and Jay's been really good at accepting my guidance and letting me, tell him, hey, you need to chill out. You need to calm down. You need to put your stuff up.
Check and balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need to go for a drive. You need to just pray about it. You need to just realize that, there's something bigger than that. And so he works so hard, and he's been so amazing by really, really keeping us aligned and a big supporter in what we do. Right. And I'm very blessed to be able to be home with the baby. And I told him, I said, I'm in the background. I'm going to do everything, in the shadows, but it's just been a blessing. And we do this, like you said, Gordy, not to boast or not to be here to just bring on our business, but to hopefully reach somebody or some couple that needs to hear this or be inspired or, be prayed over because of maybe they're going through the same journey and they're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
And, there's always a will, there's a way. God's will is the best. And we talked about, hey, tell God your plans and he's going to love that because his plans are better.
Yeah.
And, hopefully this does inspire others to really, really be Christ-centered in their faith and in their marriage and business because...
And in real estate, you really have to be in faith. And I talk to my sister about this all the time because it's cyclical. Mm-hmm. And even when it's not cyclical, and let's say you have, 10 contracts on the table, it has to go through a process of inspections. It has to go through, background check. It has to go through credit.
Yeah.
And so the and deal emotions. Can fall and emotions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you never, the deal can fall at any time.
We're not in control. Literally.
Right.
So to all my fellow colleagues out there, we're not in control.
Right.
It's the
Lord.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, real estate right now, we were just talking about this. It's tough. Mm-hmm. And so I would encourage everybody out there. I know I was talking to Donnie about it, Donnie Walker. And, I said, God, man, you really have to be prayed up right now. And he said, oh, more than you know.
Mm-hmm.
Adoration. You got to go to adoration. You got to, go to mass, be in a state of grace, go to reconciliation, all that. Everything has to line up in order to weather the storm.
Yes.
But let's talk about St. Joseph. And, I bring this up to my realtor friends because, it bugs me. Yeah. I love St. Joseph. Yes. And, when I hear people, we sold our house because we buried St. Joseph upside down in the front yard, front corner, right.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. You sold your house because God allowed you to sell your house.
Amen.
And you did wrong by burying St. Joseph. Put him on the mantle.
Yep.
Put him straight up. Yep. Let him be seen.
Amen.
Not in the ground.
Yes.
And so I want to encourage people out there, don't do that.
Yes.
Please don't do that.
Yes.
I've even heard a non-Catholic saying, I got to go to that Catholic store and buy a St. Joseph house kit.
Yeah. Oh, no.
They sell a whole kit.
Yeah.
And one of the directions is to bury him. And they need to change that.
Yes, I agree. And confession, I've been guilty at times.
We all have.
But then I also speak to my clients and let them know what my intentions are. And half of the time, they ask me, just put it on the mantle. And I'm like, yes, totally good. So I don't ever do any of that without my client's consent.
And I'm not going to point, and because I'm guilty of it too. We all are, because I just didn't know. Forgive me, Lord, for I did not know.
Yes.
But we did that. Patty and I did that. It didn't work. But we still did that. But, now I'm like, oh, man, I got to communicate. Don't do that. Yeah. I think St. Joseph wants me to communicate that.
Thank you for that. Yes.
And, like I said, there's a lot of realtors out there. that are listening. And so, you know, as far as your faith and bringing God, family, then business, Keller Williams motto, it's on the, you saw that, that was a sign. That was a sign. What would you, you know, your advice to fellow realtors out there about bring that faith into your business, whether you're Catholic or another denomination?
Yes. I think it's being bold and being convicted in what you believe in. Because when you bring it out to the forefront, you're actually shining God's light onto others, and others could see that. And I think more so than ever, now is the time to all my colleagues out there to be strong in that faith and share it. Because you never know who else is watching, who just needs your light to be shined on them.
Yeah. And you know, y'all help families. You help first-time home buyers. I'll bet it's so gratifying when you go to closing. And the, those first-time home buyers, like, we've been renting for 10, 15 years, and now we own a home.
Yes, absolutely.
And the blessing of the home. Absolutely. You encourage that as well, like, if they're Catholic? And,
of course. Okay. And also, a lot of times my prayer is, Lord, just use us as your instrument. Because
as a vessel.
These families, whether they're selling or whether they're buying, they are praying. They are praying, and so we're just the vessel, the instrument that God's using. And so... Right. I believe that a lot of realtors out there today also believe the same way because it's the service.
Yeah.
The biggest mistake is when newer realtors think, I'm going to come do real estate and make money. And we just look at them. That's cute.
Yeah.
Because that is never the way.
Right.
It's a ministry. It's a calling. It has to be.
Yeah. And so when you started Ribaldo Realty Group at Keller Williams, when y'all started it, you had the name, you were ready to go, you had the faith. And all you had to do is turn that key and let it rip. But I'm sure it was hard in the very beginning.
Yeah, it's still a work in progress. It's never done.
Until you reach that pinnacle of being your own broker, right?
At some point, correct. But then there's always going to be stages because I think when in every real estate career and journey, there's an opportunity to where you then help others.
Yeah.
You bring others up. Yeah. So it's ongoing. Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to continue praying that the government opens up so that, you know, we can start buying and selling homes again. Yeah. But I want to invite everybody to go to Ribaldo.com. That's Jay and Leanne's webpage for Ribaldo Realty Group. They're out of Keller Williams City View. And, you know, the thing about it is if you're looking for a house right now, I know the government's shut down, but I think that goes for VA loans, right? So that's government.
Yes.
But if you're just going regular, you know,
just speak to
conventional.
Call your favorite realtor. What if it's not me, I hope it's me, but you have many others to choose from.
Yeah. And I like your page because it's very easy. You can see, you know, what you have listed out there. That's how I saw the Canyon Lake one. I wish I had the money to buy that one because that is like a retreat style listing you
it's
have
beautiful.
Out there. So you're doing both commercial and you're doing
residential.
Because I know, Donnie, we're talking about that. Yeah. You know, when you dabble in both commercial and regular home buy, that really elevates your game.
Correct. And I think it's God's the one guiding because we are very, very fortunate to have the right people around us.
Right.
So we're not doing it alone. We have a team who's doing it with us.
Very thankful for our team.
And tell me about your baby girl.
Oh, my gosh. She is...
Kalani, right?
Yeah, Kalani.
Kalani.
Her birthday was September 8th, our birthday of our blessed
mother. Is she a Libra?
Yes.
So am I. Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, she is such a blessing, and she just brings so much joy. And you know, please pray for us because we're hoping that she will be a big sister soon in the next coming years.
Oh, my goodness. Thank that's you. Yes. Lots of prayers.
Yes.
And it's going to happen. God's will be done.
Yes. Another love strong baby.
Another love. I love it. I love it. And see, it's your faith that you bring into not only your business, your marriage. Yes. And, you know, it's so strong. I think that's balance right there.
Yep.
Faith in the workplace. Faith in your marriage.
Yep.
And I think you're going to go far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's in alignment with our Lord.
Right.
Down.
And also our parents that have set a good example for us too.
Yeah. So see, that's the thing. You got people to look up to and you know, they're providing you guidance. And you know, we got a minute till the break and I want to thank, well, no, don't. I meant 10 seconds. Thank you, Jay.
Thank
Leanne.
You.
Thank you, Gordy. Thanks for having us.
That's the Ribaldos. Go to Ribaldo.com. That's Jay Ribaldo, Ribaldo Realty Group, Keller Williams City View. 210-887-1081. We'll be right back.
GRN family, are you ready to experience the beauty of France and deepen your faith? Join the Guadalupe Radio Network for a once-in-a-lifetime Catholic pilgrimage cruise along the Seine River in France, April 22nd through the 30th, 2026. Sail aboard the elegant MS Renoir and explore the sacred sites like Rouen, Normandy, Lisieux, and Paris. Celebrate daily mass, enjoy guided tours, and grow spiritually with hosts Father Sam Medley, Debbie Giorgiani, Dave Palmer, and Sean Rice. And here's a special bonus. Register between now and Thanksgiving and receive a GRN 25th anniversary swag bag filled with commemorative items celebrating 25 years of Catholic radio. Want more? Consider an optional 3-day extension to Lourdes and experience this miraculous Marian site in person. Space is limited and the upper deck is sold out. Visit grnonline.com/cruise to secure your cabin now. Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
The Spirit World with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly recently won a Gabriel Award for Best Radio Program. And it's easy to see why.
Tony, any final comments?
Yeah, just I didn't know all that stuff that Adam just said. That's fascinating in a bad and a good way. Like, I had no idea. And your show has made a huge difference in my life because I'm a Catholic convert, and I just never learned much about the satanic world. Just I wanted to avoid it. But giving me so many weapons, I mean, resources and the Rosary, of course, and St. Michael the Archangel, and I didn't even, wasn't aware kind of that he had a kind of a guardian angel back in the past. But thank you for all that. You've made a huge difference, and God bless you both. I'll be praying for you both, and I look forward to listening to that show next Saturday.
The Spirit World with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly fills a need for many Catholics just like this one, and what you hear on this show could very well change your life. Listen on Saturday morning starting at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern.
All right, everybody, we're back. This is Gordy Zambrano, General Manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network, South and Central Texas listening area. I want to thank everybody out there listening from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and, of course, San Antonio on that blowtorch of a station, 89.7 FM, 100,000 watts. Everybody loves saying that, right? I want to thank Jay and Leanne Ribaldo because they are a fantastic couple. Big supporter of the Guadalupe Radio Network. And, you know, they're sponsors through Ribaldo Realty Group, Keller Williams City View. They're sponsors here at the Guadalupe Radio Network. And we support our sponsors. Just like they support us, we want to support them. And, you know, it's a blessing to have them as a sponsor. And, you know, we talked about faith in the workplace. We talked about Love Strong. What a balanced couple they are. And I was so happy to bring them in. And I'm glad that they took time out to come talk to us and our listeners, but that's Ribaldo Realty Group. And you can find them at ribaldo.com, R-E-B-A-L-D-O.com. Or you could call Jay directly, which he likes, at 210-887-1081. So Ribaldo Realty Group. And before I turn to my next guest, Dr. Ray Lopez, Director of Technology and Giving. He's going to... We're going to be talking to him. He loves to talk, so that's going to be an easy
interview. Talk all day.
But my coworker Ray and I, we'll get into some conversation. But I want to remind everybody, the Deacon's Gala is this Friday, November 7th. Natural Womanhood Gala is this Saturday, November 8th. And the Seine River Cruise, GRN Seine River Cruise. I think we're going to talk about that too. Seine River Cruise, because tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., if you want, you've got to tune into this, because it's Father Sam Medley and Debbie Giorgiani from the Spirit World. They're going to do an hour talking about the cruise, Paris, and everywhere they're going, Lourdes, the extension,
Wee Wee.
And they're going to talk about Father Medley possibly jumping into the Seine River. I don't know. I think I've been hearing about that. But, you know, they need to get to 80, 80 reservations, because once they hit 80, it's sold out. And guess what? It's an all-Catholic cruise.
All-Catholic.
ACC.
That's right. All-Catholic cruise full of folks that are sharing your faith and sharing your love for the church.
You can't beat that, because they're going to have Mass. Father's going to be there. Yep. Reconciliation, adoration. They're going to celebrate. They're going to break bread together. They're going to do so much.
And be in Paris and France. And
you can't beat that.
It's a beautiful, beautiful cruise.
And
absolutely.
See, if you're not a cruiser, like Patty and I are not because she gets motion sickness.
Right.
So we can't.
This is a river.
This
cruise.
Is a river.
It's nice and smooth. It's not like you're out on the in the you know North Pacific looking at whales.
Exactly. Right? Or the ship is going up exactly. and down and you know, no, furniture's flying.
This is a nice leisurely yeah. cruise down a very beautiful historic river in Europe. So if you want to learn more about our GRN Sand River cruise, just go to grnonline.com and then you scroll just a little bit down. Down on our front page, and right there on the right hand side, you'll see a tile that says GRN Sand River Cruise. Just click on that on the read more, and you will see all the information about the cruise. It's going to be from April 22nd to the 30th of next year, 2026. And you can click to register right there on the page. Also, Gordy, don't forget,
yeah,
after you're done with the Sand River Cruise, there's an optional extension to go to Lourdes.
Oh, that's right.
To visit
Lourdes.
9 days. So, yeah, to me, as a travel geek, the funnest part of that is getting to ride the electric train yeah. to Lourdes.
No, the Lourdes extension is April 30th through May 3rd.
April 30th to May 3rd. That's right. Right after the Sand River Cruise. So you get to yeah. ride the train to go to Lourdes. You'll take a tour of Normandy, you know, go see the Normandy beaches yeah. where so much history has happened. But yeah, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Absolutely. Go to grnonline.com. Scroll just a little bit down on the front page, right there on the right-hand side. Go to Sand River Cruise, and you can read all about it, pray about it, think about it.
Yeah.
Get yourself a couple of tickets and have a once-in-a-lifetime experience, Catholic experience yeah. on the Sand River.
The cool thing about tomorrow morning is that...
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow morning at
8 a.m.
At 8 a.m. Central Time. That's
yeah.
right.
I may have accidentally said Father Sam Medley is the host of the spirit of the quest. There, I almost did it again. Debbie Giorgiani is the spirit world, but Father Sam every day Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. you can hear Father Sam Medley on the quest.
The quest,
and yep. I love that. It's such a great program.
It has grown tremendously.
It has.
It's a really great show. Call yep. in show. Get answers from a very smart priest. You got Father Sam on.
Yeah.
You have Monsignor Charles Pope that comes on to yeah. answer questions. And they're not only do they know what they're talking about, they're great guys to listen to. They're
exactly.
very entertaining. They're fun to listen to. So check out the quest at 4 p.m. Central Time right here on GRN.
There's so much going on at GRN right now. And Ray, I know you're at the forefront, not just the Sand River Cruise, but you know, you got all these Fishers of Men dinners coming up.
Yep.
Amarillo is this Saturday.
Amarillo's coming up. Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I serve the five. South and Central Texas. So our Fishers of Men is next April, but
right,
well,
right.
you'll be getting information.
We already had ours for this year.
Yeah, we already had ours this year. But, you know, it's so exciting. And, you know, you came on board and basically, you know, technology and giving. I mean, technology is your forte. And
yep.
so, you know, you put together a merchandise online store.
Yeah, that was one of the things I had to do. Yeah, so we, as part of our 25th anniversary celebration, we have a bunch of amazing merchandise
right.
that is marketed with our 25th anniversary logo. So we have t-shirts, hats, tumblers, journals, screen cleaners, tote bags,
rosaries,
and the olive wood.
Olive wood,
I think. Olive wood or rosary? Mm-hmm. Olive wood. The olive wood rosary
yeah.
that was made for us with a custom GRN logo in the little center medal there.
Right.
All of this stuff right now is 25% off right now. It's all 25% off just in time for Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
So if you need some stocking stuffers or have some folks out there that are fans of the GRN, this is a perfect time to go.
That's
to
right.
grnonline.com/shop. grnonline.com/shop. The prices you'll see on the merchandise right now is all 25% off. So
yeah.
check us out right now. There's a lot of very high quality merchandise there. I got to tell you, like the hats, for example, the caps,
right.
the ball caps. They're
oh, like, I love the ball
they're
caps.
They're very high quality. It's not the El Cheapo one
right.
with the, you know, the plastic.
No, it's got the straight brim.
It's straight brim, you know, very nice clasp in the back. I mean, it's a very high quality hat. Comes in three different colors. We have t-shirts that come in multiple different colors.
Yep.
A great tote bag, a drawstring bag, journals that are beautiful journals for like to use, for example, for a prayer journal. That'd be a great idea. And of course, that rosary, that beautiful rosary that we have. It's a beautiful olive wood rosary. with the GRN the GRN logo there and the little medal there, you know,
yeah,
within the little intersection medal that's on every rosary. But yeah, check it out, guys. grnonline.com/shop. Just go right there and you'll go to a Shopify site and you can make your purchase right there, make your payment right there, and we'll ship it right to you.
You know, and the other thing about, you know, when you support Guadalupe Radio Network, we're a nonprofit.
Exactly.
So if you go and purchase, your money's going to support Catholic Radio.
This all goes to support us. Yeah. Right. We're not, you know, we're not, you know, we're not making a profit off of this at all. This is just to support Catholic Radio, to support our operations, day-to-day.
You know what?
Operations.
The other thing I was going to mention in my intro, which I will for sure next week before Father Ken Geraci comes on. But we have our Christmas Share-a-thon coming up.
That's right.
And you're doing a lot. Everybody's doing a lot of work to make that happen. Right. Christmas Share-a-thon is December 1st through the 5th, Monday through Friday. So you want to make your one-time or monthly pledge of support? That's when you do it, December 1st through the 5th. So hopefully we get a lot of support because that's how we go quarter to quarter.
Yeah, guys, listen, we don't sell commercials. We don't have grants or anything like that. All of our support comes from listeners, and we have to run these share-a-thons for a year, once every quarter, to raise money so that we can continue bringing amazing Catholic radio to 48 different locations throughout the United States.
Right.
Running 48 radio stations with 20 some odd employees ain't cheap. It's not cheap.
I had to replace, Mario had to replace one of my towers, AC at the tower, because we got to run cool at the tower. So we have an AC unit.
That's right.
And the compressor went out. You know how much it was expensive to fix that compressor?
Ooh, I bet.
In the thousands.
Oh yeah. And this is industrial quality stuff. It's not like, you know, when you go to Home Depot or Walmart and buy an AC and plug it in there.
Right.
No. This is stuff that needs to be operating 24/7, cooling some very expensive equipment. So,
and here in South Texas, it gets so hot.
Oh yeah.
Super.
Oh yeah.
Super hot. Now I want to talk about next, because we have about 8 minutes left, Ray.
You got it.
GRN Academy.
That's right.
You and Dave Palmer and Zach.
Yep.
Tell me how that came together and what it's about.
So we had the idea, you know, from our founder Toya, we had the idea that we wanted to have another way to reach out to folks, to educate folks on our faith, right?
Right.
So that's what we do, right? That's what we do.
The teachings of Thomas Aquinas.
We teach people about the faith, right, every day, but we wanted to be able to take people down just one or two steps deeper, right?
A true extension of the pulpit.
Exactly. So we came up with this idea of a GRN Academy. It's basically what it is. It's a bunch of short 7-week courses that meet once a week.
Mm-hmm. Online.
Online. That's right. They meet online. So you can sign up from anywhere and you meet live online once a week for 7 weeks. And, you know, it's not intended to be like a really deep dive, right? We try to make the courses fun and interesting, right? So right now at the top of the list, we have a course called Meeting the Protestant Challenge by Dr. Carlo Broussard.
Ooh.
Dr. Carlo.
He's the keynote this week.
The keynote this week at the
Amarillo Fishers of Men.
Amarillo Fishers of Men. He's going to be teaching a course in this coming spring. The session is going to begin spring on the 21st of, let's see, who's the first? Well, 19th of January.
And if people don't know Carlo Broussard, look him up.
That's right.
Because
that's
right. He is incredible. I saw him before one of the Fishers of Men when I first started.
He's on Catholic Answers. He's
San Angelo.
He's one of the apologists on Catholic Answers. And
that's right.
Every now and then you'll hear some of his spots on the air because he'll say, you know, have you ever had, Protestants challenge you on this or whatever? And he's got these great little spots. So basically he's going to do this course called Meeting the Protestant Challenge, where he's going to basically give us apologetic ammunition to answer all of the things that Protestants come at us with. You know, you worship Mary.
We ask for our intercession.
Yeah, exactly.
Worship God.
Yeah, the Catholic Church wasn't what Jesus intended, and all this other stuff that gets thrown at us and for hundreds of years. But he gives you a very wonderful way, systematic way of understanding what that is and responding back. So that course is going to start on Wednesday, January 21st on 2026. It's going to meet at 6:30 PM once a week at 6:30 every Wednesday. and it'll run until
March. Wednesday at 6:30 is not a hard thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the middle of the week.
Middle of the week. Yeah. Yep. And it's a one. It's 50 minutes. 5:00.
That goes by fast.
Yeah, we're not, and you're not going to be taking exams and quizzes and everything. This is just lecture questions and. Yeah. It'll be great. Another class we have is from our own amazing Dave Palmer, who is,
I love Dave.
Yeah, Dave's awesome. He's an expert at Thomas Aquinas, and he's going to be teaching a course called The Dignity of the Human Person Made to God's Image, where he's going to go through Aquinas's work on the human nature and the body, right? So he's going to kind of go through the Summa Theologica with regard to human nature. That class starts on Monday, January the 19th, 2026. It's going to meet every Monday for 7 weeks at 7 p.m., right? And then this is great. Julie Carrick.
Oh, we sing our faith.
We sing our faith. Well, she's got her course is called We Share Our Story. Uh-huh. And basically it's going to be a step-by-step class to help you put your personal journey of faith into words. Nice. So she's going to be working with people to kind of grow their faith by putting it into words.
Right.
Kind of like, when I was a project manager at IBM, they would always say, if it's not written down, it doesn't exist, right? Yeah. Well, this is the same with faith, right? Yeah. You put it down, you can understand your faith better. Julie's class is going to meet on Thursday, starting on January 22nd, Thursdays at 7 p.m., again, 7 p.m. U.S. Central Time, for 7 weeks. And notice, Gordy, we have all these classes to meet, outside of work hours, right? Yeah. We wanted to make it easy. And the last class is my class. I'm going to be teaching a class called The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God.
Oh, nice.
And basically what I'm going to go through is Aristotle's metaphysics. He's got one of Aristotle's set of books is called The Metaphysics. I'm going to go through that. That's going to be on Saturdays.
GRN Online.
GRNonline.com/academy. GRNonline.com/academy. Go there to register for your courses and check them out. And we look forward to seeing you in our classes.
Ray, thank you very much. Thank you, Ribaldo's, Ribaldo Realty Group. Thank you, everybody listening out there. Have a blessed week.
Proclaiming the truth with clarity and charity. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
The Guadalupe Radio Network welcomes our newest sponsor, Catholic Life Insurance. Catholic Life Insurance provides life insurance and retirement solutions. Catholic Life Insurance has served people of all backgrounds through a not-for-profit, member-owned structure rooted in faith. Their phone number is 800-262-2548 or find them online at cliu.com.
The St. John Leadership Network presents Glance at the Gospel with Father Nathan Cromley.
This year, November 9th, the Feast of St. John Lateran falls on Sunday. And so in the Gospel, we read that Jesus went into the temple area and found those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." This action by Christ might come as a surprise to many of us. After all the people that were in the temple were doing a business surrounding the activity necessary to the temple. They were providing the animals and the exchange of money necessary for people to perform sacrifices in the house of God. Why then did Jesus overturn them and drive them away? He tells us why. He says, because they made of his Father's house a marketplace. Christ's actions in the temple challenge the lives of you and me as well. Are we acting like Christians only on the outside? Have we really let God into the center of our hearts? Maybe on the outside we can say that we're keeping all of the customs necessary and we're doing all of our obligations. But do we have love for God on the inside? Jesus wants our hearts to be the true temples of the Father, where God and His love dwell within us. And He wants our families to be places where the love of the Holy Trinity is made present in the world. Have we allowed the stresses and the busyness of our lives to overcome our hearts? What can we do as a family to put God and His love back in the center? What does Jesus want to cleanse in our hearts today?
For more information, go to www.stjohnleadershipnetwork.org.
This is 89.7 FM KJMA Radio, Floresville, San Antonio. Also online at grnonline.com. We don't mess with the truth. Hear it, love it, live it.